5 miles up lake from the dam, it struck. The heat and speed of passage thundered in the air. Then came the screeching crash of the strike. Steam and water geysered 1,000 feet in the air. There was an underwater flash as some remaining part of its fuel exploded. The shock concussion raced ahead of the wave, as great as any tidal wave. The deserted Chinese village was snuffed out as though it had never been. The concussion wave hit the back of the dam. The water wave inundated the structure, smashing flashboards, flying in a mighty cascade into the air at the dam front. The ground underfoot shook. Breathless, they steadied themselves and stared. Would the whole dam go? Waves subsided. The dam was still there, but there was new sound in it. The lights were still on, the generators were running. Guards who had been in the powerhouse came staggering out. Water was roaring down the river as the excess sped away, tearing down banks, ripping through islands. Engineers came racing from the cone. Most of the machinery which had been parked near the lake had been swept away. They were racing about trying to find a flying platform. They found one embedded in the bank, half covered with mud. They freed it, swept the mud off it, and got it flying. The engineers and a machine operator went flying along the top of the dam. Johnny and Stormalong stood by beside a plane, waiting to see whether the engineers needed help. Their voices, in Chinese, were coming over a mine radio. The atmosphere armor over the cone was still sizzling in stage 3. Guards got back into the powerhouse and turned off the dam protection cable and reduced the cone armor to stage 1. Although this dam lake was 120 miles long, it seemed lower in level. Johnny and Stormalong were about to take off to see what the engineers had found when they came back. They landed and were reporting to Chong Wan. There was a lot of excited and upset talk, and Johnny went over.
They say the dam did not break,
Chong Wan told him.
Flashboards are broken all along the top, and even some concrete along the walkway, and the guardrails are gone. But that is nothing. They can see no cracks. However, at the far end of the dam abutment, over there on the other side of the dam, it seems to have shaken loose from the bank, and there is water escaping. They say water is erosive, and it could get bigger. It could even greatly lower the level of the lake to a point where the water turbines will not run.
How many hours?
Said Johnny. Chong Wan asked them. They could only guess. Maybe 4, maybe 5 hours. They would do all they could to stop the water and plug the leak. They did not have much grouting to seal it. The whole far end of the dam seemed to have torn out of the bank. They wanted to get back over and do what they could. Angus came running out of the passageway, seeking Johnny.
We can fire now! There is no shooting!
Maybe you can fire the rig,
said Stormalong, appalled at Glen Cannon's sacrifice.
But for how long?
At least he bought us that,
said Johnny. Sadly.
End of CD 33.